All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and betonline.ag for all your sports betting needs. This is your boy Brian, aka El Nino, and today I'm joined with
Mateo the Conqueror, aka Ooh. Your casual genius.
Yeah, excellent. And Jadon, aka Thank You Trivia Man.
Well, I guess that leaves me, and to stick with Matt's theme, Ryan Saber, a.k.a. He Who Remains, a.k.a. Captain Cleveland Browns, Cavs, Indians, CLE, till I die. And no, Jerry, I'm not in the bathroom. This is my Browns
gear. Okay, good. So as you may have taken notice during the intros and a.k.a.s, we are going to be talking about the first film in Phase 5 of the MCU, which is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, helping us dive a little bit further into the multiverse saga as phases 4, 5, and 6 go. So we're going to be going over some highlights, some lowlights, and of course, most importantly, our scores based on our coin system, 1 out of 5 coins. So I'm more than happy to kick it off to
you. Yeah, you go.
All right, I'll go.
You never go first.
Yeah,
you
all
go
right, first. I'll go ahead and go first.
No, you always get the table scraps.
It's all right. Well, you know, I just kind of like being the hall monitor, just directing traffic a little bit without being like the snitch at the same time.
Now, when did you see the movie? When did you get to see it?
So Saba and I saw it Thursday. We went to the 5:30 showing.
Okay.
So yeah, directed by Peyton Reed. Jonathan Majors, let's just go ahead and throw it out there. We talked about this a little bit on our, you know, streaming episode and even our 2023 movie preview episode. The guy's an up-and-coming superstar and has been for a minute, you know, since Lovecraft Country. And then on top of that, you know, we're about a couple weeks away from Creed 3.
He's in everything now, around now.
He's been on the rise for a little bit. And I got to say, he makes a great Kang, but different variants of Kang, which we'll get to here in a little bit. This is one version of Kang that we saw was Kang the Conqueror. And then we'll see if he comes back. By the way, in case you didn't know, obviously major spoilers ahead for those of you listening to the episode. Besides that, I thought Katie M. O'Brien, who played Gentora, was phenomenal. I was really glad to see her make it through the film. And William Jackson Harper, which you may know from The Good Place.
Cheaty.
Yeah. I thought his little introduction to the MCU, I'd like to see him more often. You know,
I'm glad he lived, yeah.
Yeah, we get to see this whole world within a world because, you know, last time we saw Janet Van Dyne, am I saying that right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, she was like, it was just me down there by myself, which ended up not being the truth.
She's a liar.
Met Kang down there, and there's a whole nother world down there. So she is a liar.
Seeing Chidi with powers, that was really fun.
It was,
yeah. It's like an introduction to the different kind of stuff we're going to start seeing with mutants and whatnot.
Exactly. Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro and college basketball to UFC, MMA, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE, that's spelled B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag. Besides that, like, here's a couple of my gripes. I think Lord Kryler, Bill Murray, was a waste of using Bill Murray's talents. You know, yes, we only got to see him for a couple minutes, and then that was it. You know what I mean? I would have liked to have seen him maybe as being not the architect. What's Jeff Goldblum's character?
The Grandmaster.
The Grandmaster, like maybe his brother, something like that.
Oh, another one of them. Another one of the elders of the universe.
Right. You know, I just felt like this was a giant waste of just Bill Murray's talents for 2 minutes in an MCU film. And I mean, you know, to me, I feel like these last two phases, phase 4 and phase 5, maybe we were spoiled, and I do want to throw this out here. Maybe we were so spoiled from phases 2 through 3 in the MCU that we are being really, really picky right now on phases 4 and 5, because I just feel very underwhelmed with this film in general. And that's just where I want to leave it. Like, it's not terrible. It's not the worst thing I've seen in, you know, since Infinity War and, you know, since Endgame. But I just, besides Spider-Man, No Way Home, and even honestly, Eternals, which still gets a bad rap, and I don't know why.
Shang-Chi was good, man.
And Shang-Chi was and good. Shang-Chi, you know, this one, it's up there in the top five. But this is, if we, you know, again, another episode for another day, we start comparing these to the first three phases. I feel like, again, this is just something to where I do truly believe. Dude, phases two and three, especially, we were
very, dude, very phase one of the Infinity Saga was fucking trash. Okay.
Right, that's why I said
take the Iron Man movies out of there. Like, the first Captain America was not great.
Right.
Thor's were not great. I mean, Jerry, I understand I like them too, but let's be honest with each other here. Like, I think we're doing a little bit of like romanticizing about the past, right? When we start to stack these things up against each other, there was more well-known characters. Mm-hmm. You know, bigger names that they've run through, and now it's on Kevin Feige and the rest of this team to make these new name characters, the kind of the secondary, the second tier, if you will, as popular and as important and as you know, just as loved as they did with Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, you know, and Captain America, the whole nine yards. So I don't know. I didn't want to cut you off there, but
I didn't say phase one, phases two and three, because you got to think about it too. There's properties like Guardians of the Galaxy, which, you know, 90% of the comic book population doesn't know shit about, which is probably one of the most loved IPs in the MCU period.
I understand. Well, I guess where I'm going with this is, if we're going to stack it up, you right. got to say, okay, how does phase four compare to phase one?
Sure.
How does phase five compare to phase two?
Right.
Right. That, because right. that's the progression. They're in the same place.
And they're also losing their point man that knows how to take obscure characters and make them lovable.
Very good point.
He's, I mean, I think Guardians 3 is going to blow our minds.
Oh God. Yes.
Like that one. After seeing Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, I'm confident in saying that Guardians 3 is going to be the one where we're like, yes, finally, this is it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then...
Yeah. And but the thing is, though, it's also like two-sided. If it does, and we're like, well, shit, our guy's gone now. He's in DC land. So,
do you think he would leave him with a turd to hold? Like, no, do you think he would do that to them?
Not at all. Not at all. It's
wrapping up the story.
But yeah, it's wrapping up their story.
Yeah. Exactly. So he's going to do his best. It's going to be great.
Exactly. And then before we get to Matthew, my last thing is, I really wish they would have put Michael Pena in there as Lewis, even in a mid and post credit scene. I feel like he's always been the glue that kept the first two Ant-Man movies together.
Mm-hmm.
And just not seeing him at all, which I understand this whole thing took place in, you know, in the Quantumverse.
Which is a little disappointing, because that whole crew, I mean, obviously Michael Pena is like great, but the Russian dude, T.I., like that whole threesome for like comedic effect is fucking great, man.
I would have loved to have seen them just in a mid or post credit scene. And we'll get to that here at the end. But Matthew, what are your thoughts on Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Well, it wasn't much comedy to it.
Agreed.
Right.
Compared to the first two, especially
compared to the first two. And the last one that we had was Love and Thunder, right? Which was too much of it, where we were just like, okay, tone it down a notch.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ant-Man he's Paul Rudd. He's funny.
Yeah.
Right. So we want to see the funny.
It's just,
I guess, like
Ant-Man under stress.
This is very stressed. Stressful. Like, he's got a teenager now. Like,
dude, when I'm laughing at MODOK, like he really got the only like actual out loud laughs.
Yeah, because he said, "I'm an Avenger now."
Yeah, that then, was funny.
The hand to the face, the hand to the face, and then I died as an Avenger. I was like, that was my buddy, only. You could ask that was my only out loud, like during
the whole movie, and that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. So the comedy was. It didn't exist really, which is okay. It was a lot. I got a lot of Star Wars vibes.
I was thinking the same.
You know, it's like you go down there and there's different cities and there's different like
weird groups stuff of people we've never seen.
And
the guys, I think that was intentional.
Red cloaks that you see their eyes. It's like Jawas. Like, come on. It's all
buildings holding other buildings.
Yeah.
It was like that. That was crazy.
It was a reach. For me, it was a reach. I get it. Quantum realm. You keep going down and more shit happens, but they didn't really explain who these people were, where they came from, right, how they were born.
Why some of them look human.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
even Bill Murray was confused. He's like, I don't know what the hell.
Yeah. He's like, oh, the human. I hear this word before. Yeah.
Ants. Do we have ants here? And even the Bill Murray part was so super like truncated. And it was kind of like poetic justice when he got eaten by the thing that he just ate.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
A lesser star could have played Krylor. Yeah. For sure.
This will be the only time we're ever going to see Bill Murray in the MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I just feel it's a waste.
I was entertained.
I bet he got paid, though.
I bet he did. I bet he did. See, I'm not putting that much weight on this movie in comparison to, like, the, you know, Civil Wars and stuff like that. Because, like, this is continuing a story. In fact, it's, like, introducing. It is, like Saba said, it's, like, part one. We don't actually see what's going to happen with Kang until the very end.
Right. Right.
You know, we see the Council of Kangs and stuff. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that for what it is, as far as like advancing a story. Other than that, like I was entertained. It was cool. MODOK looked terrible to me.
Oh God.
I did not.
Horrible.
All he did was do this and this to his face.
It was like he was looking in a fishbowl.
It was bad.
You done with the face? Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. But yeah,
it was like they had a GIF. Nobody had a JPEG. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. And they tried to expand it, and it just like, you know, when you do a GIF, you try to expand it, and it just looks like shit.
Or when you send a picture from an iPhone to a
yes, that's exactly
that's what it was.
Like, we have the money,
and he's dead.
Yeah,
right. I mean, obviously, there's the whole other universes and all that. Because we definitely got a whole thing of Kangs.
It's a Darren Cross abomination.
Yeah.
Not to use the word abomination. That's another character, but.
I did like how they did keep calling him Darren, though.
Yeah.
Which would just keep pissing Darren. Him off mm-hmm. even more and more throughout the movie. I am not Darren.
And then they finally figured out what MODOK stood for. And they're like, oh, that was cute. I mean, I don't know. The highlight for me was like the Council of Kangs. And Jonathan Majors, like he's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Agreed.
That's where I'm at. I enjoyed myself. Thanks. I'm ready for Guardians.
What are my thoughts?
Deep thoughts with Jerry.
I had a great time. Deep thoughts. I really did. I enjoyed myself, but it didn't really do much for the, I mean, it's planning. It was Age of Ultron again, basically.
Yeah.
Like it's setting up other movies. And also there's this big bad guy that gets defeated. Like whoever wrote it. I don't like it,
but he didn't though.
Well, we don't, it's another clip. Like, oh, we don't know. I don't know. Come on.
Like, yeah,
come on, buddy. It was a little weird. When he died.
Yeah.
Kang died. He should have gotten a little closer to achieving his goals before being thwarted at least and not killed, quote unquote.
Well, and then there was the whole Paul Rudd thing. Like, I don't know. Did I do the right thing? Or?
Right.
But we just did this with Sylvie. Is that how we're leaving the movie? Like,
yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Because, I mean, Kang the Conqueror is one of the main villains of Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So hopefully whenever we get that, we get... I guess we're going to get whoever's going to be in Kang Dynasty, and I think it's just going to be the Kang Council at that point.
But that's the thing. Like, I'm not even speculating. I just want to watch it happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm not going to shit on this movie because it's laying groundwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed Age of Ultron, you know?
I like Age of Ultron.
I liked it. It's just, it didn't seem like one cohesive story. It felt like a lot just thrown together. And then we eventually get to it. The ants were an afterthought. I remember in the theater when Hank Pym, the noise from his hearing aid went off. And I'm like, ooh, he's talking to the ants down there. Oh, and then you never see anything.
You don't see him for like
until they save the day at the end. Yeah. Like, that could have been, you know, massaged a little for like, me.
All this technology, they still can't fucking talk.
Some of the time, I'd rather be watching the advanced ants in their society.
Right.
And some of the, like, I don't care
you
about.
You want a Disney Plus show of it?
I don't care about Cassie in this movie. Mm-hmm. I don't care about her. Mm-hmm. She's
too big for her britches in this film.
It's the whole thing, like, they're too good too early mm-hmm. kind of shit. Like, yeah, she's had time to, like, tinker with science and, you know, send signals, but I don't think she's been in the damn judo room, you know?
Right.
And, you know, it took Ant-Man a whole movie to learn how to use that suit properly and to grow. That's the tallest in this movie. That's the tallest he's ever grown. And she was right up there with him. Yeah. No problem at all.
Yeah.
At the very least, he could have, like, got down on one knee and hugged her, you know, something like that. Like, you should not be that fucking big at this point.
Yeah.
But whatever. I don't know. I enjoyed the movie. It's just a lot of nitpicky stuff going on in the movie.
Agreed.
I did like seeing all the versions of Kang and... Mm-hmm. I hope it gets better story wise. Like, they need to focus on the movies less, like, just let the Easter eggs pop up and let us talk about progressing the story, but don't let that be the focus of the movie. Tell the one story, please.
Yeah.
I'm done with the cliffhanger. Are they dead? Are they not dead?
Right.
Kill them or don't kill them.
Right. Right. Let them run off to save another day.
Save that for, you know, 10 plus years and start doing that again.
Yeah.
It's over. It's played out.
Agreed. Captain Cleveland from the men's room. What do you got going on?
All right. So I'm going to say this. I hear you. I hear everything you guys are saying, but I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. And I'm going to say a couple things here. I'm going to say number one, Kang, Jonathan Majors, everything and more that I expected that we talked about. What I will say this is the reason why he was defeated, and they will probably explain this later. Kang is so much more powerful on Earth than he is in the quantum realm. And I think that is one of the reasons why he was able to be defeated there, because it's like, you know, anybody seen John Carter when he goes to Mars and he's able to, like, run and, like, jump and fly and shit because he's just... the changes in environment. Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons, and that will probably be explained down the line, why they were able to win, you know, their battle with Kang. But on the flip side, maybe that's what he wanted to happen, right? Like, you don't know. So there's all those things to take into consideration. Mateo, I'm glad you brought up Thor. I really am glad you brought up Thor, because all of my gripes with Thor Love and Thunder, this is the movie that I was suggesting or recommending that Thor should have been, right? Thor was way over the fucking top, just silly, right? Whereas this was silly, but it was still a fucking superhero movie. You know what I mean? Like, it still had
a movie.
Yeah, exactly. It still had all the elements. It still had all the elements. It still had everything that we love about these movies, but yet it was still playful and funny and, like, this different world and things like that. Like, when I was bitching about Thor and not liking it, this is what I wanted. So this is a really good piece. And Tim Howell, I know you're out there, buddy. I know you're listening. Shout out to Tim. He was pissed when I was like, fuck Thor Love and Thunder, you know? So Tim, when I said that, this is the movie that I wanted. And yeah, dude, Star Wars vibes, total Star Wars vibes. I think that was totally intentional, right? Totally intentional. I feel like they set out to make a Star Wars type movie. And you know what? Why not? Because motherfucking that whole crew over there is killing Marvel right now with the series, man. Like, and they should take a few pages out of the books of what Dave Filoni and those guys and Favreau and Kathleen Kennedy are doing with that, with those Star Wars properties, because that shit is fucking good. Do I have any gripes? Not really. I'm not going to get as nitpicky as you guys do. That's sort of your wheelhouse. You guys read comic books. You know what I mean? We talk about this a lot. A lot of this stuff is like an introduction for me to this. So I don't have any sort of frame of reference. It's like when you read the book and then you go see the movie and you're like, oh, this shit's trash. Like, the book was so much better, right? Like, you guys have sort of those vibes happen. I respect it. You know what I mean? I'm not knocking you. I respect that. But this, so I don't have a lot of gripes. I would say, you know, just to go back, dude, when fucking Jonathan Majors went ape shit at the end, he's like, I'm Kang, you know, like that shit was like, you could feel it in your bones. Like this dude goes on this emotional sort of roller coaster of like being totally like calm, cool and collected, just being on the fucking edge of out of control at the flip of a switch. And I love that. I love that shit. I'm not going to say it reminds me of myself. But I've seen
it. Say it.
I've seen it before. You know what I mean? You know, and the ants coming at the end, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. It was an opportunity for Hank Pym to kind of shine a little bit in the way that he has it in the first two movies. When he came walking up with all those fucking ants, Michael Douglas had sort of this cocky ass, like that shit, just thinking about even now gives me a little bit of goosebumps. Like, that was a moment in the movie where I had some like feels, because I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, Hank, you know, like make it fucking happen. The ants came, they saved the day, which was great, and we got the backstory about how they, you know, time impacts people differently in the quantum realm, and the ants had been there for thousands of years or whatever. So, you know, that was really great. And guys, I'm going to say one thing. I thought the Bill Murray shit was funny. Just the total innuendos that he'd fuck Janet. Like, you know what I mean?
That was
like
the only highlight.
But I'm saying, like, I was laughing out loud with that shit because
he's like Ernie McCracken in space.
Yeah. Not only, I mean, he hit Hank with like three in a 2 minute span of I fucked your wife. You know what I mean? Did I, Hank? Did I? I don't know.
And he didn't get sucker punched either.
Yeah. So, like the other guy. I'll give him that. You know, I mean, look, it was a different movie, was exactly what they wanted, what Peyton Reed and whoever wrote it with him is exactly what they wanted it to be. They wanted it to be different. They wanted it to be an Ant-Man movie. They wanted it to be silly, but they still wanted it to be a superhero movie. And I think they hit on all those key notes. And oh, by the way, you've got a fucking Denzel Washington-esque superstar, emerging superstar that you get to really introduce to the world and sort of like flex his muscles. And that dude is fucking cut. If you haven't seen the Creed trailer, Jesus. but like flex his muscles a little bit, show that, you know, he can be that big bad, but he also has acting chops and can stand up with the best of them. And let's be honest, you know, the MCU needs that a little bit right now. You know, look, I love Chris Hemsworth, right? But Chris Hemsworth isn't ever going to win a fucking Academy Award. Like, Paul Rudd isn't going to win an Academy Award. Like, Robert Downey Jr. could have won, has been nominated, could win, might still win at some point. Like, and I get it. They've had a lot of secondary characters like Christian Bale and some others, you know, that have come in here. But like, they're building. Josh Brolin has won Academy Awards, right? So Thanos is gone. Iron Man's gone. So now you've got this like master. You've got this master level actor that is going to be the sort of anchor of the rest of this of phase five and phase six. So, you know, Jonathan Majors and his Kang character is going to be the anchor of this for the next, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, I guess. So, you know, I think the MCU is in really good hands, and I'm with Matt 100%. Like, I'm done with like speculation and like trying to like figure out, like, you know, like make my own little like guess of where the stars are going to align and what's going to happen. Like, I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to just enjoy it. It's going to be a different ride. You know, the Infinity Saga is probably going to be the glory days. You know what I mean? It probably is. And, you know, that's fine. But this can be good. You know, the multiverse saga can be good in a different way. And we've got more shows coming. We got Loki and we got some other things. So, you know, yeah, none of us have done our coins yet. So I guess I will start that. I'm going to give it four solid four coins, man. Like, this, in my opinion, is I mean, we talked about it a little bit, Brian, when you were speaking. This is probably a top three or four movie, in my opinion, of what we've seen so far in phase four. And then obviously this is the beginning of phase five, but I think it's right up there with the Shang-Chi's, the Spider-Man, No Way Home. I mean, we can kind of break it down and go through it, but I think it's right up there with those movies. So I give it four. I give it four solid 4 points.
All right. For me, I'm going to give it three. Again, I think you and Matthew and Jerry, all solid points. You know, I don't want to make this an ass kissing festival. And you're right. You know, it's hard to go into this thinking about the glory days. And I think I've definitely done a lot of that. And I need to go into it more open-minded and not go into it as someone that's read the books and going to a movie that has seen the book expecting it to be the same. So with that being said, I'm still going to give it three. You know, at the end of the day, rewatchability, that's a big factor in my coin rating. It always has been, always will be. You know, if I give you a five, that means I can pretty much watch you all day, every day, day and night. You know, four, once a month, once a week, maybe. Three, it's on there to where if it's on, you know, TBS, and I just happen to have like YouTube TV and I'm on TBS, even though everything's streaming now, you know, I'll pop it back in. I thought the performances were good. You know, again, I did feel some lacks in there. And yeah, with MODOK, his face, it really looked like he was looking into a damn goldfish bowl. But besides that, I mean, he is supposed to look ridiculous. You're right. He is supposed to look ridiculous. I mean, we can all agree with that. I just feel like with all the money that they have in their budget, they could have made him look more fucking ridiculous than just stretching his face out. It's like, did we run out of money on that?
Like, do you like it? No. You're horrible looking.
Right. That's the thing. Like, I mean, it's pretty, like, not terrifying. It's just like, nobody wants to look at you, dude.
Oh, man.
You know, and I'm glad that they at least had, like, he has the shield.
Yes, please.
That has really the original face that we all know and love from the comics and the shows and everything else. So at least they were making up for it in some way, shape, or form on that. But again, Jonathan Majors, as everybody has been talking about, I mean, I'm excited about this realm. I am. I think it's only going to hopefully get better. You know, after Guardians, we're going to see what happens. We're not going to see the Guardians again for a while, at least the majority of them. We're expecting a couple losses. You know, it's definitely another podcast for another day. But yeah, three gold coins from me for Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania.
I'm splitting the difference, 3.5.
Okay.
There was some corny parts in this movie. I mean, it was mostly the dialogue. You know, Michelle Pfeiffer is like, "You got my back? Always, babe." Get the fuck out of here. It's like, come on.
Always, babe.
I mean, and there was a lot of that. Like,
yeah.
What do you say? I don't have to win. We just both have to lose. Mm-hmm. And who fucking believes that Paul Rudd's going to win shooting the fair one with Jonathan Majors,
right?
Who is Kang? That part bothered me.
Even
too.
Both without
There's
their powers,
just fucking one fighting. There was a fist fight.
Yeah, yeah.
And Paul Rudd won. I don't believe it.
I mean, that's
we
fair.
We literally saw a preview for Creed 3. Yeah,
we've all seen the trailer.
Jesus. Anyway, I was entertained, but. Like I said, man, I got Star Wars vibes. Even when they went to that bar where Bill
that
Murray
was the big Star Wars vibes.
Yeah.
Was that bar. Yeah, I felt like they were going to Cantina.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was waiting for them to be like, doo, 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 doo.
I know these guys.
Yeah. Where's Luke? I mean, where's Obi-Wan at?
I mean, it's a gift and a curse. It's like, where are you going to go?
Right.
But don't go there. It's already been done. Right. So 3.5. I'll watch it again. I told Jerry as soon as we left, I want to see that on my TV.
Yeah.
I will watch it again. And like I said, because to me, I think it's always a big difference too when you get hyped. And I already saw, and I'm not a big fan of reviews, but everybody was coming in like super negative. I'm like, man, it can't be that bad.
I ignore that shit.
And it wasn't that bad. Like people were going into this like, oh, it's got the lowest MCU rating on Rotten Tomatoes and blah, 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 which to me, that's all bullshit anyways.
Who gives a fuck what Rotten Tomatoes right. Yeah. So, is anybody going, oh, I want to go see a movie this weekend. Let's check Rotten Tomatoes.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, I do like getting a second opinion when I can watch it at home and I've already seen it. And then I can just really just truly enjoy it for what it is.
Was it just the DC people putting, like, ruining the, doing all the Rotten Tomatoes?
I can't do the half thing on there. But yeah, it could be. It could be. Yeah. Jerry, what you got?
I would agree with Mateo here. It's 3.5. It's enjoyable to watch. It's just the story sucks. But everything else about it, it's gorgeous. They used the volume again. Like, they used it in Thor. They used it in Star Wars stuff. It looks amazing. It's except for Darren Cross's face.
Right. The one thing.
Right. But it's...
It's a pretty major thing.
It's... Okay, a big gripe. Where the hell was Wasp in this movie? Barely in the movie.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't there like a million of her?
Yeah, at the end of the movie.
Yeah, at the end.
Well, okay.
She's just kind of there when she needed to be there instead of being a top billed character.
Mm-hmm. Her name's in the title.
So 3.5. It was. I definitely want to watch it again and again and again, and it'll probably grow on me. And then... later on when we see newer things come out from Marvel, then we'll kind of be like put it together. Oh yeah, that's what they were doing. That's what they were trying to put together. Right. And then maybe I'll appreciate it more then.
Which is the payoff. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. I want to see it though again.
Yeah. So I think there's also all this anticipation on when is all this other stuff going to happen? Like, when do we get like more mutant stuff? When mm-hmm. is Blade going to get like somewhat of more of an introduction than he did at the end of Eternals? So I think it's a lot of that too, that has to do with this phase after they bought Fox. It's like, holy shit, there's so much more that they can do with this. Hence Secret Wars. And they could have done it if they would have brought, you know, had that property, you know, those properties in phases 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm. You just reminded me that Mahershala was coming. So that kind of takes my whole, like,
kind of maybe
that Oscar, that whole Oscar spiel I just went on, like with Mahershala. I mean, that dude's got it in spades. You know what I mean? Like he is at the top of the mountain right now.
As always, thank you guys for listening to, and gals out there and people all across the world, all across the planet, for listening to Zero Dark Nerdy. Be sure to check us out on social media, Zero Dark Nerdy on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all that fun stuff. And of course our website,
MySpace,
popculturepodcast.com. MySpace is just us and Tom out there.
He's my friend.
That's right. He's everybody's friend. Popculturepodcast.com, courtesy of our good friends over at Zibster. That is Zibster.com for some amazing websites and social media packages out there. On behalf of the ZDN crew, we will see you next time. Peace.
Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.